Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Prayer Talk Show. Well, I am your hostess for the next 30 minutes, Patricia Williams. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Thank you once again that we are assembled together to learn of your word, but most of all, to take up the revelation that you have for us, God. God, continue to crown us with more wisdom and knowledge, only like you can do, God. Father God, I pray for the listeners, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray that, Lord God, everything that is said will help them to enhance their spiritual walk. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank each and every one of you for tuning in on today. And I thank you for even tuning in faithfully for the past 3 to 4 years. And I'm also asking you, if you have any comments or questions, to please call in while we are live at 319-527-6072. That's 319-527-6072. This is while we are live. We are on live right now. After 6 o'clock, we're off the air, and you can go and look into the archives to get the past teachings as well as the present teachings. Amen. And also, if you want to drop me a line, you can email me at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. That's faithisthekey. That's one word, 47@gmail.com. And I will be gladly to answer your questions or anything that you need me to do, to pray or whatever the Lord leads you to do. Also, check out my website at www.patriciajwilliams.com for inspirationals. And if you want to even just browse through the bookstores, I have written 5 books. My latest is How to Flourish During the Spiritual Seasons of Your Life. That is my latest one. So feel free, whatever the Lord lays on your heart to do, please be obedient. Amen. So today we're going to talk about religion versus relationship with God. We must remember that religion and relationship is two different things. And so on today we're going to talk about religion versus relationship with God. Are we just putting on a form of religion because of the fact we was raised in church? Because I know with me, when I was a youngster, when I was young, in our household, we either had to be sick or dead for to not to go to church. Because if you was living under my parents' roof, you was going to church. And that Saturday, you was going to get your hair fixed. Girls who would get their hair up pressed and everything else for the next day. So, yes, there is a difference between religion and relationship with God. Because you often hear the song, I've Got Religion. So we're going to find out what is the definition of religion and what is the difference. Religion can be very different than having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Because remember, you cannot get to the Father unless you come through his Son first. I mean, many people be talking about there are ways you can get to God and this and that. No. You have to get one way, and that's through his Son, Jesus Christ, to get to the Father, which is God. Religion can be very different than having a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. Religions are man-made. Listen to me good. Religion is man-made, and they are based on trying to get to God through rules and regulations and good works. Well, good evening, Apostle. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed, woman of God. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for tuning in on today. We're talking about religion versus relationship with God, and how that you can easily get that tangled up and misrepresented, thinking that you is in right standards with God. But there is a major difference between the two. And I know a while back, one of the televangelists was doing an interview about getting to God, that there was many ways that you can get to God, except not only through Jesus Christ, and that was a big, you know, uproar. But that was a form of a religion, a man-made thing right there, because we all know that there is one way we have to get to God, and that is through his son. So we just want to talk about how religion has creeped up on the body of Christ, trying to form like a relationship with God. So you got the floor.
Ooh, woman of God, I'm going to start by saying that me and the people of God in our local ministry were just talking about this, how so many labels have been put on what Christianity is and what church is versus what a relationship with God is. And I began to explain to the people that a lot of times when the world look at Christians, they automatically think of the church. And when they look at the church, they automatically think of the people who are in it. Problem, woman of God, with that is that you do not want to be caught up in the world's definition of what the church or what a Christian is, because the way they all put us, we are all the same. And it's not necessarily that we are the same. But I always tell people, you're a Christian? Yeah. I have a relationship with Yahweh. And the reason why I say I have a relationship with the Yahweh is because I am not the definition of what the world tries to give. And I understand that my relationship with Yahweh is more personal than the label they put on all church people. Everybody walks inside of the church, woman of God. Everybody, you know, feels it's their religious obligation to show up in one form or another. But when you have a relationship with God, you're actually in covenant with him, and you understand his spirit. You understand his tenacity. You understand your benefits and your biblical rights inside of the word of God. But people who are just religious, they are honestly just scratching the core, woman of God. And those people, and I was telling the people of God yesterday that we are teaching people how to be religious, and we're teaching people how to go to God, go to church, but we're not teaching people to develop a relationship with God. Because what's happening is we're showing people how to conform to religion, but in the meantime, their spirit man is dying, but behind them looking the part. And what's so sad is, woman of God, when you have a relationship with God, your relationship will tell you what's impersonal and personal with God versus religion.
And that is so true, because, you know, we all heard this song, "Have We Got Good Religion? Certainly, Lord." And I never knew what that means. Even when I was a little child, I didn't know what that means. And and to this day, when I really looked it up, it is man-made. It's like you have to, you're supposed to act a certain way. Act like that you are a Christian, or act a certain way that is pleasing to not God, but then others, to make them think, yeah, she is saved. She got religion. And they are mistaken it for a relationship. But when I finally realized what that meant, and some people, they going to have to seek for themselves, you find out then your relationship with God blocks religion blocks your relationship with God. because religion is man-made, and your relationship mm-hmm. with God will also show you you, and it also relationship with Him is it is very intimate with Him, because just like the Bible says, mm-hmm. He calls you friend. God doesn't call everybody that a word, because of the fact if that you don't have a relationship with Him, you are not His friend. So,
mm-hmm.
man of God, how can what can you tell people about being in tradition? Because Lord knows, once I came out of tradition into holiness, and it was like a pull. But then yet my mm-hmm. spiritual insight opened up. And when you are in religion, it is a pull, because you don't want to disappoint people versus disappointing God. And that's basically what religion is man-made, based on mm-hmm. how the people can reach God. So what can you tell people that is having that pull between the two?
Woman of God, I'm going to tell you flat out, like I began to tell the people of God yesterday, religion will teach you mm-hmm. how to fellowship. A relationship mm-hmm. with Yahweh will teach you how to have fellowship. A lot of people do not understand that when you have religion, it'll teach you to fellowship mm-hmm. with any and everything that's biblical and not necessarily biblical. Because let's be honest, when I grew up, woman of God, I was Catholic at first, and I went to church. Everything they did, 75% of that was pagan, and there was nowhere in the Word of God. There was witchcraft.
Yeah.
There was sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
You name it, they were doing it. But it teaches you to fellowship with stuff that if explained thoroughly to you, you would not necessarily mm-hmm. be the same way. Same way, woman of God, we mm-hmm. have in some Baptist ministries. And some Baptist churches have a bylaw book bigger than the Bible. And 70% of that bylaw book ain't got nothing to do with the Word of God. And it's very important that you don't get caught up in religion. You know, that's why mm-hmm. somebody asks, when I'm asked all the time, woman of God, well, what's the name of your church, what denomination you are? I'm non-denominational. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I'm non-denominational and I'm not religious is because I say we are a Bible-based church. We are a Christian fellowship ministry. I say, and the mm-hmm. reason why we say fellowship, because when the church actually teaches people not to fellowship and teach them to have mm-hmm. fellowship, they're going to allow them to show, you're going to show them how to develop a relationship with God. Because at the end of the day, our responsibility as His children is to put down our own agenda, pick up His cross, mm-hmm. and follow Him. You know, and only mm-hmm. somebody who God has a personal relationship with can understand what followership means. You know, everybody likes to say, I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. I don't want to be His friend. I don't want to be His friend. I want to be His child. I want to be intimate with Him. I want to get to that place with God where I understand when He breathes, I can touch Him in the spirit. I don't want a fellowship. I don't just want a friendship, because even your friends don't know everything about you.
Yes. Wow. And once that you get that relationship, because, man of God, relationship takes an effort. Relationship with Him mm-hmm. takes a sacrifice. A relationship takes you giving up yourself for Him. And a lot of people don't want that intimate relationship, that personal relationship, because they like the effort of religion, because religion is going to only take you so far. It's not going to take you beyond. It's only going to take mm-hmm. you so far. So my question is, and I really believe that religion burns you out, because of the fact you are trying to do something through your own efforts
yes.
to think that God is very pleased, and he, and then you're going to get to heaven with your good works and your good deeds. It wears you out. So you have any comments on that one?
Absolutely, woman of God. And you said a mouthful right there. Folks, religion and will teach you that if you serve well, you automatically guarantee the spot. And that's not necessarily the case. Your obligation and our biblical obligation is to maintain our Christianity like we maintain our hygiene. We have to make sure that we bring our nasty self before the presence of God as much as we can, broken and contrite. We have to actually confess with our mouth and believe with our heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and never stop coming before him and asking for him to forgive. I've never seen nowhere in the Word of God, woman of God, where it say when you get to the gate, I want to know if you was a choir member. I want to know if you was the pastor's honor. I want to know if you was this. I want to know if you was that. Because everybody can work. But the Bible tells us the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers
are
few. I'm not laboring, woman of God, toward. I'm not laboring toward getting the biggest flower during appreciation in church. I'm laboring so that I can please God with my relationship with him. And that's why so many folks get messed up. We got girls coming to church, woman of God, they some bulldaggers. They singing in the choir stand. They think they doing, they do diligence because they sing and they serve well in the church. And poor babies, they die and go to hell and they never know the truth. Or we got musicians who live however they want to live, go home, beat their wife, have a woman on the side, whatever the case may be, and then die and go to hell. And he thought he was guaranteed a spot because he went to church every Sunday. Stop letting religion fool you, and understand that religion is only there for you to fellowship with other people who are in fellowship with Yahweh.
That's good. That is so good, because once a person learns the difference, man of God, it's not hard to seek a relationship with God, because you have to do it for the right reasons and not just because, I'm telling you, because I came from a Baptist mentality and I thought religion was okay. I didn't know, man of God, every song that I sung, every word in that song meant something. I didn't know that. I didn't even know that a song can move a person, but it wasn't actually moving that person in the spirit. It was just giving them a good high. You know, I wasn't even to the point to where, so you know what I mean. I wasn't singing it unto God. I was just singing it because I knew I could sing. But until you get that relationship with him, he would teach you, and then he would show you you. And I still feel, man of God, some people don't want to go beyond that because they are really love the religion part of the whole deal. They want to be stuck in their religion. And, man of God, some people are there because that's my family church. Mama and daddy was there. So I have to do what they did, wanting to come out. So what advice can you give those that, man of God, want to come out, but a family thing?
Woman of God, what I will say is, and I was telling somebody this the other day, we were talking, and I explained to them about coming out of family ministries and out of different settings.
Yeah.
So let me explain something to you. I said, you are not obligated to stay to the church just because your family went there. So let me ask you a question. I said, when you dated, you did that around your family? No. When you got married, you did that around your family? No. Did you consummate your marriage in front of your family? No.
Come on.
I say same way with God. Wherever you are most strongest and wherever you go and get to go that can make your relationship intimate and as personal with Yahweh as you can, that's where you need to go. If religion is keeping you bound, then it's not being a blessing. It's being a burden. I said, so it's very important for us to understand, even inside of these family churches. And a lot of times, woman of God, and I hate to say it that way, the reason why a lot of people are sticking around the family churches is for the older generation. And they're doing it because, you know, a lot of older folk I know, they don't like changing, woman of God. They like to keep it only with what's familiar. They don't like to change anything. And they do not realize that although their heart is genuine about the church and although their heart is pure with wanting to do right by God, they're hindering everybody else. So if you find yourself in family churches and you feel southern and you feel hidden, I just talked to a lady the other day, this woman of God, this woman is on fire. When I mean on fire, she's on completely on fire. But in the church she go to, they still think women should not preach. Problem with that is
she's limited.
Is that she's limited where she is. And it's a family church. I said, baby, the Bible tells us specifically, don't muzzle the ox. I said, either you're going to free yourself or God's going to have to find a way to free you and use you in the process. So I said, I don't care. I said, you need to go to your leader, tell him, I'm sorry, this is as far as I can grow inside this church. You know, I don't mean no disrespect. I thank you for all you've done, but I have to move on so that I can grow into the next phase of my ministry. And you know what, woman of God, and I say that like that because I had to do it that way. And the pastor I met with, he didn't want me. He told me that God never told him to leave. And the only thing ugly I told that man of God was, well, you would first have to pray for you to actually see God telling you that it's time to release me. I said, you're not praying. I said, you're talking to me in anger. And that's what's sad because you don't want to give up. Some of them churches don't want to give up their golden goose.
And that's what it is. Man of God, you said a mouthful right there. And some of them are going to miss the timing of God as well if they don't listen and to the voice of God. They get ready to miss it. They are getting ready to miss it. Ooh, this is good. Man of God, you have any last words for the people?
Well, my God, all I would say is that if you find yourself in a position where your relationship is being compromised to please religion, I would suggest that you choose relationship because relationship will take you places in God where religion will keep its foot on your neck. So
hallelujah.
It's a lot of churches that you're sitting in, even as, you know, the people of God listening in, that you're sitting in right now. That's not bad, folks. That's just folks you can take with you to your next season.
That's it, man of God. Oh, Lord, this helped me a lot, man of God. Oh, this was good. I thank you so much, Apostle Lejay. Like, you know, every week you come with it. I mean, you come hard, but then it's good, too, because we learn a lot. I thank everyone for tuning in. Y'all be safe, and you be safe, too, Apostle, because that weather is supposed to get bad Wednesday. Another one is headed our way.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you.
So you be blessed. And until next week, everyone have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lord, we welcome your presence in the land. Lord, we welcome your presence. to an auto.